Hi everyone, I'm Mark, and I've been a reporter for our local newspaper, the City Chronicle, for about 5 years now. I'm here today to talk to you about my career in journalism and give you a glimpse behind the scenes.
People often assume I studied English or perhaps journalism at university. I did consider history at one point, but I actually ended up getting my degree in politics. That background has been surprisingly useful for understanding how the local council operates and how decisions affect our community.
When I first joined the paper, I thought I'd be sent out to do interviews or write front-page articles straight away. Instead, my very first responsibility was photo editing. It wasn't exactly glamorous, but it taught me a tremendous amount about how visual elements make a story more engaging for the reader.
There are definitely some fantastic perks to the profession. For instance, I get free press passes to lots of events. I don't really care much for the cricket or tennis tournaments, to be honest, but getting to sit in the press box at football matches without paying a penny is an absolute dream come true for me.
And it's not just sports either. I get invited to lots of cultural events too. I rarely review theatre productions or the latest releases at the cinema, but covering the summer music festivals is a major highlight. Getting backstage access there and interviewing the artists is amazing.
Of course, it's not all fun and games. A lot of people complain about the long hours or the incredibly tight deadlines. Those don't bother me too much, really. For me, the worst part is standing outside reporting in extreme weather. Trying to take accurate notes during a freezing rainstorm or a heatwave is absolutely miserable.
You also have to make sure you have the right gear. I used to rely heavily on a traditional notebook and pen, and some of my colleagues still swear by carrying an expensive camera. However, my absolute lifeline is a reliable voice recorder. Without it, I definitely misquote people, and accuracy is everything in this business.
In terms of skills, being a fast typist certainly helps, and confidence is obviously important when approaching strangers on the street. Yet I found that the most crucial skill by far is active listening. If you genuinely pay attention to what someone is saying, rather than just thinking about your next question, they'll open up more and give you much better information.
Over the years, my beat, that's the specific subject area I cover, has changed quite a bit. I started out reporting on local business, and occasionally I'll still cover minor crime stories. But these days, the majority of my time is dedicated to local politics. It can be tedious to sit through council meetings, but it directly affects everyone's daily lives.
Thinking about the future, many reporters aim to become the editor of the paper, or they want to make the leap to national television. While those are great goals, my ultimate dream is to become a documentary filmmaker. I'd love to spend months diving deeply into a single complex issue, rather than rushing to meet daily deadlines.
If you're thinking of getting into the media industry, my advice is to get as much experience as possible. Starting a blog is okay, and reading a wide variety of newspapers is helpful. However, nothing beats volunteering at a community radio station or a charity newsletter. That practical, hands-on experience is what editors really look for when hiring junior staff.